Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and today we're going to talk about different types of frames and kind of start talking about how to measure frames, frame damage. First of all, you know, frames are designed these days, whether it's a full frame or especially unibody, they're designed to absorb a lot of the energy, acting like a shock or an impact absorber. And most of the damage is going to be whenever a car's been in an accident, is either going to be in front of the passenger compartment or in rear of the passenger compartment, because those are the areas that are designed to collapse and absorb the energy. And around the passenger compartment, you know, that's built stronger, and that part is designed to transfer the energy. So basically you're protecting the passengers inside the car, and all the energy from the damage is going around the passengers, and all the damage is happening in the front and rear where it's designed to do that. Now, when we go to measuring, we need to have places to measure from. We need to have some type of known areas to measure from. That's called control points. And the way we decide which control points to measure is by the factory dimensions will tell us, you know, and that can be a bolt, a hole, or a number of things. And it may say, for example, from, you know, this certain bolt to this bolt should be this long, and that's how we measure. Another way you can measure if you don't have the factory dimensions is get a car the same make and model that is not damaged, and it should have all the correct dimensions. So if you do some cross measuring, let's say for example with a tram gauge, you know, the undamaged car, you know, you want to repair the damaged car to the same dimensions as the undamaged car. But you're just kind of giving you an idea, but I mean, you're really going to need the spec sheets with whatever type of frame machine you're using. Unibody really requires a three-dimensional measuring system, you know, with as much accuracy as you have to have. There are basically three types of frames, or generally. I mean, there's a full frame or partial full frame, and that is a frame that has a body that's bolted onto the frame. You can take all the body parts off, and you still have the suspension and the chassis, driveline, and all that is still attached to the frame. Two separate pieces. And then you have unibody, and that's where the unitized body, it's all welded together and makes one piece. It's all, you can't take them apart. They're not separate. And you also have space frames. And the best way to think of a space frame is like a drag car, a race car. You know, you can take the shell off that body, and that's just for looks. And you still have the full strength of the car. It does not depend on any of the panels, the outside panels, for its full strength. So some cars, for example, are like Saturn, where they just have plastic skins on. You can take the plastic skins off and still have the full integrity of the car. So that's basically the different types of frames and frame types, and you know, each one requires a little bit different considerations whenever you go to measuring and pulling. Unibodies are going to have a lot more damage throughout the entire car. Frame damage, you know, is not going to absorb quite as much throughout the entire car like a unibody will. But we'll get more into talking about how to measure some of this and some of the other things to consider whenever you're looking for damage when it's been in an accident, and kind of a sequence and a way that you want to do that. And we're also going to go through a way to remember some of the different types of damage and why they may occur that way. So we'll get back on that part two.